on the housing front, which we keep watching because this has been going on so long. You know, this is really kind of what led this economy down, was the housing bubble out there. And we did get some numbers out there. Home prices are still down. We saw the biggest drop in home prices since 2008 this past quarter. And most economists now are suggesting we will not see a bottom in the housing market till 2012 at the earliest. Home values fell 3% in the first 3 months of this year, and they're down 8.2% year over year. Now, the number of homeowners who are underwater, or I should say those who owe more on their mortgage than their house is currently worth, amounts to 28% of the homes that are out there. You know, so far, you know, foreclosures are on the rise. In March, one out of every 1,000 homes are in foreclosure. And due to all this, the two biggest lenders out there, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, you know, they're having problems. Fannie Mae just asked the government this past week for an additional $8.5 billion in aid after declining home prices caused more defaults on their mortgages. Now, you combine Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, those two, they expect to cost us taxpayers a total of $259 billion. So we're going to have to pony that up, and we still have a ways to go, so it could go way up from there. Now, the great thing is this past week we saw commodity prices just really plunge. Silver, which has doubled in the past 6 months, fell 27% in the past week. Now, oil, great news there. We saw that fall 15% in the past week. So hopefully that'll keep up and we can see our gas prices fall. Now, but these commodity prices are still inflated. Food prices are quite a bit up, and that's affecting a lot of companies. Like Tyson, we heard yesterday how they missed earnings by a penny. But what was real interesting was listening to their conference call yesterday. And they talked about these high prices, and they said, you know, our revenues were way up. The revenues were up 15%, which is dramatic. But that was had a lot to do with not just demand, but it mainly had to do with commodity prices going up, and they're having to raise their prices on their end. And they said they are going to have to raise prices even more this year. And, you know, we heard that they're one of the biggest users of corn out there. You know, they use millions of tons of corn to feed chickens, cows, and hogs every year. And they're seeing corn and wheat prices really spike up. And this flooding down the Mississippi Delta, that's even making it worse. There's hundreds of acres of wheat and corn expected to be destroyed by this flooding. And plus, it's going to delay the next crop in planting. And they're also seeing very strong demand from countries like Japan. Japan is having to restock food supplies due to the March 11th earthquake and tsunami out there. Now, as far as earnings go out there, this morning we did hear some great earnings news from Dean Foods. Dean Foods came out and reported 14 cents a share. Wall Street was looking for only 6 cents a share. So that's great news there. Looks like that stock's going to be up about 8 or 9% this morning alone. Now, first quarter of this year has been great for the markets. S&P has been up 4 consecutive months in a row. And the last time that happened was 2006. The S&P 500 is up 7.2% year-to-date. So everyone should be very, very happy with their 401k.
Well, it sounds like it. You know, it used to be you invest in your house, and that was a good investment long-term. Right now, it's going the other way.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, things change all the time, and housing, yeah, we all used to look at that as, you know, that was solid. We put our money in there, and we could always sell that and get out, you know, at least our money back and some profit, but boy, it's amazing. They're down over 20%. But, you know, the good news is we are seeing commodities still pull back a little more, and it looks like the market is going to open up this morning. The Dow looks like it'll open up around 50 points this morning, so maybe a good day.
All right, Mark, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street, and you can certainly call him. The phone number, 479-782-2527. That's 782-2527. And his email address is mmyers@sternagee.com.